This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to say something that may be personal for you, but I really mean this. Sooner or later, every man, every woman in this room is going to have a fall at the feet of Jesus moment. You say, what do you mean by that? It means when you come to the end of your rope, psychologically or emotionally, you come to a place in your life where there's nothing else you can do. Nothing. Absolutely nothing else you can do but fall at the feet of Jesus. Let me tell you something. It's a holy moment when it happens in your life or mine. When you say, there's nobody to turn to, Lord, but you. There's nobody to help me with this issue but you. And I want you to notice that Jairus, who's a very probably sophisticated man of his day, falls at the feet of Jesus and pleads with him. Wouldn't you love to hear the conversation? But we would know what it is. Help me. The two most important words you will ever pray, the most intellectual prayer you will ever pray, the most sophisticated prayer you will ever make, two words. Help me. Somebody came today just to hear that, because you've been thinking of all the things you could tell God when the most important thing you can say to Him is, help me. We got a problem. Help me with our finances. Help me with our daughter, our son, whatever the situation may be. Help us with our home situation. Help us in our marriage. Help me. Help us. I want you to notice that today. They fell at the feet of Jesus, pleading with Him to come to His house, verse 42, because His only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. Here's a phrase that I've never heard anybody talk about. The next one. As Jesus was on His way. What does that mean? Jesus responded to the man's request. I find that significant, significant to me. He asks Jesus, he pleads with Jesus, will you come to my house? My daughter's dying. And he's on his way. It means God responds. You've got to know that when you pray to the Lord in Jesus' name, there's a God who hears you. You know, the Bible says not that God does everything we ask, but He hears everything we ask. There's a difference. I want to be heard by the one who can do something. So do you. I want to be heard by the one who has the power to do something. He's on his way to this man's house. Verse 43 says, and a woman who was there who had been the subject of bleeding for 12 years. Notice the significance of 12. 12-year-old girl, 12 years of a disease. I find that intriguing. I'm not into numerology and the significance of numbers, but some people say it's interesting that the number 12 is mentioned in both cases. No one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge or the hem of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. I want to talk about that. Nowhere is it said that somebody told her, you know, if you would just touch the hem of his garment, the edge of his cloak, you'll be healed. But somehow she determined that on her own. I just find that significant. No one told her. There's no indication in the text that somebody said, now look, if you can just get near him close enough to touch the hem of his garment, you'll be healed. She discerned that in her spirit. Now, I know this is risky, what I'm going to say here, but I really believe the Lord will prompt you in ways just for you. He'll prompt your heart. You need to call so-and-so. Where did that come from? Maybe the Lord. You need to forgive so-and-so. Where did that come from? From the Lord. I'm convinced that if you ever feel prompted to forgive, it's probably from the Lord.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.